This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Good Book Company, publisher of God and the Transgender Debate by Andrew T. Walker, a book to help Christians navigate one of the greatest cultural discussions of our day. Visit www.thegoodbook.com for more. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Blair Lynn, Trillia Newbell, and Rosaria Butterfield on the question, what should I do if my church doesn't appreciate my gifts?
Okay, so we all attend church, yes. And in the church, we have a multitude of different people with different gifts. The question is, what do we do if we're in church and our church doesn't appreciate our gifts? So what do we think? What do we do with that? Go for it, Rosaria.
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm the best person to answer that because my gifts mostly have gotten me in trouble. Okay. No, I'm really
Explain.
Serious. Okay, well, I was tenured in sin, and my gifts have gotten really. I mean, I'm not slow to speak. I'm quick to speak, especially words that have swords attached to them. Seem to proliferate between my brain and tongue at a speed that is—it's appalling. Mm. And so, you know, I'll tell you that when I'm feeling that feeling, like, oh, hey, I've really got something to contribute here, sure. And these people don't appreciate me. There are two verses that come to mind. One is Isaiah: "All of my works are filthy rags." Yeah. And the other is Psalm 130. Let me be like a weaned child. Or one of the ways that a pastor had rendered that once was that in humility, our gifts have to be wrapped. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that when I have that feeling, I absolutely know I'm in sin.
Sure.
And I absolutely know that my pride is going to kill me faster than anything else. And if I unleash it on everybody else, instead of blessing my church or blessing my women's group or blessing my children, I am instead going to do them great harm.
I agree. So really, what you're talking about is being a servant.
Yeah.
And counting others as more important than yourself, which is hard. Right. Right?
It makes me think of 1 Corinthians, right, which is so wonderful. So 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 and having love right there, right? Love is greater than the gift. So, you know, we know that gifts are used for the edification of the church. And it has an order. Right, that we're not just to do whatever we want to do.
Right.
God has given elders, pastors to help for the edification of the church.
Right.
And so I would say we always want to check our hearts, right? We want to make sure that we have the right motives and realize that, you know, as we communicate with our elders what gifts that we have and how we would like to serve, it may not be the season for you to do what you would like to do. So what is needed, right? What is going to actually help build up the church?
Right.
It may be cleaning toilets.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I even think about me doing poetry. Mm-hmm. I don't expect on a Sunday morning, I don't need to be in the front. Mm-hmm. There are many things that the Lord uses that never, you know, are made public.
Yes.
God gets
Absolutely.
Glory from many hidden things.
Right.
And so I may be able to use poetry to, you know, send a card to someone who's shut in or,
you know,
to encourage a sister in the Lord. So there are just so many ways that we can serve. So I think the heart motive is really what we have to check, you know.
Yeah, I agree. So. And there are, again, many gifts. And so, and the body needs all of the parts.
Right.
I think part of our trouble is that we think that everyone needs to be the head.
Right.
When really we need a whole lot of pinkies.
Okay.
We need pinkies. We need you pinkies. And so I would say I'm a pinky in my church. I serve in children's ministry and I love it and it's beautiful and just getting to serve those 3-year-olds and walkers and so we need to I think maybe change how we view the gifts and change how we view the church and see it as a whole body with many parts. Every part needed and work in love, to exercise this in love.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do with the woman or the man who...
Is it okay if I back up for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, because I also think that gifts and calling go together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think that if you're not called to use your gifts by external means, you need to question whether that gift is really necessary at this moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and you know, when you were talking about cleaning toilets, that was my first job when Kent was a church planter. My first job, Lord's Day morning, was to go and clean the toilets at the community center.
Yeah.
And the night before was open men's basketball.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you, it was the okay. I'm just telling you, you know, the verse that came to mind was Psalm 84, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house
yes.
of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, now, do you need a PhD in hermeneutics to clean toilets?
No.
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Maybe.
You know? I mean, maybe
in order to understand that verse. Yeah, there
maybe
you go.
I do. Great. Yeah. So I think gifts and calling have to come together. And if you're the only one who thinks your gift is necessary, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. That is
there's
right.
a big
an excellent problem.
That
is absolutely.
Right. So sorry to
interrupt
be affirmed,
you, but here we are.
No,
just all talking.
Yes,
and I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's good to be affirmed mm-hmm. by other people. That's
right.
why we also have a body, right?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
So to be encouraged and affirmed, mm-hmm. and really to be asked.
Yes,
right. right?
That's right.
We don't
yes.
have to command or right. demand. Excuse
right.
me, our way.
Yeah.
We can wait and be asked and right. see what the Lord does. Mm-hmm. But I do think there is maybe a place to prayerfully consider stepping out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
I think often maybe we see men and women who are waiting. And I love how mm-hmm. Kevin DeYoung says it, just do something. Just do something.
Yeah.
I think there's we've got the spectrum. Those of us who are just going to go and we're going to mm-hmm. try to make our way, and those of us who are waiting for permission.
Right.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Right.
You know, and
yeah.
so for the person who is waiting, maybe mm-hmm. you need encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To That's
right.
just do something, to step
right.
out in faith.
Right.
But to do it in such a way that we're trusting the Lord, we're submitted to the authority
yeah.
in our churches,
That's right.
and we're not in pride trying to make a name for ourselves or mm-hmm. trying to make to do it our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you say, real briefly, mm-hmm. to encourage the person who isn't trying to proudly mm-hmm. put themselves forward, but really needs
right.
encouragement to step out in faith?
Mm-hmm. I would say keep waiting, right? Keep trusting the Lord.
Yeah.
Our whole life as believers is waiting,
it
right?
Is.
We're
it
waiting
is.
For the Lord to return,
it is.
You know?
Yeah.
And so there is that waiting there. So just to know the Lord sees you, if he's given you gifts, he's given it, so he knows mm-hmm. about it,
mm-hmm.
and just to trust him with it,
yeah.
you know, and yeah, there's, because our identity is rooted in Christ,
yes.
whether or not we're doing these things, it doesn't change who we are
right.
in Christ.
Right. Amen.
Right.
That's very good.
And while we're waiting, we should be servants to the people around
yes,
us. So
that's
while
right.
we're waiting, we need to pray that the Lord would give us the eyes to see the people who are chronically lonely,
yeah.
who are literally sitting right next to us in the yeah. pew every Lord's Day, and the people who are chronically depressed and the hidden burdens of sin, and
right.
and to remember that the Lord will magnify your efforts when you serve on the ground
yes.
in that way. The ground game
That's right,
of the
man.
Christian life is caring for the disempowered and having the eyes to see who they are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
I pray that people are encouraged by this
yeah.
to wait well and to trust the Lord.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.
Support for the Gospel Coalition comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.